Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network. And I am Michael Bayhaus, the producer for Money and Change with Stu Scheer. And I'll tell you what, we're getting an hour late start due to weather, so we apologize for that. But boy, have we been hit with weather this year. And it came through at about anywhere from 30 to 50 miles an hour, and rain going sideways, lightning, thunder. But we are past it now. Anyway, you can come on over to the Trim Radio Network, where we broadcast live all over the world, and we sell merchandise that helps us stay on air, and we'd love to see you in that merchandise. So come shopping over at the Trim Radio Network. And if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us, and you can do that right off of the main Facebook page, or you can email us too, either way, and we'll show you how easy it is to do. This song right here, well, that's Jesse J and Price Tag, covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And the opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. Any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise, and that includes any medical and health professional information as well. We expressly deny any and all legalities, liability, and such. Always contact your health professional or medical professional before doing anything that we say in this show. Remember, it's information, not advice. And we have a caller number, 803-866-1667. You call in, give us your opinion. We'd love to talk to you about it. No cussing, no swearing. That's all we ask. We like to keep the Christian-type radio station. So without that, and without further ado, I am going to hand you on over to Stu.
Wow, I'll tell you what. You know, when you texted me and you said, well, it's awful wet here, and you were sending me a picture, which I couldn't get at the time, and rain going sideways is, I've been through that before in a hurricane. And I know what that's like, and the wind and everything, and all the water that accumulates. I'll tell you what, you really got hit. And I checked Weather Underground, and all I do is wunderground.com. And anyhow, I clicked on that, and I thought, okay, I'll check the weather. Well, when I first did, it didn't show anything, and it was supposed to rain here in Ohio, and it didn't. And so I checked there. Clear. Nothing. Not a zip zilch. And then later on in the afternoon, I clicked on it again, and I updated everything, and it showed a really long band of storms going through South Carolina, North Carolina, on up the coast. And I thought, wow, that's something. So I sympathize with you. You know, Michael built me one heck of a computer system, and he's got one which is identical. We don't want to lose these things. So when we start getting storms and lightning and all kinds of things, we want to shut down and stay off the internet as much as possible. And that's a big to do.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Anyhow, Michael, I'm glad that everything's okay in your neck of the woods and things are starting to, shall we say, dry out.
Well, I hope so. Tomorrow they're supposed to be even worse. So we're waiting for the storms that are coming tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening. And then I've handed it over to the system online, so I'll be completely shut down. No one will be able to message or do anything to me except for the cell phone, because I'm not even going to take a chance. It's just not worth it. And
no, it isn't. And I'll tell you, one time I was coming back from Dayton, Ohio, where my one office was. I had three. I was driving back home, and I had to stop off and get some keys made for one of my facilities. And so I pulled to the lock shop, which is known as Smitty's Lock Shop. And I went ahead and I just shut off the state car that I was in, and I was on the cell phone at the time. I had one built into the car. And I thought, okay, well, it's not really raining that bad or anything, and I'm okay in the car with it. And I just turned off the car. I got out of the car, and about 60 feet away, a big zap. That's all I heard was zap. A blue flash, and a transformer blew up 60 feet from me.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I noticed something go across the overhead wire to another transformer, and it blew. Well, I knew I couldn't get my keys made that day. And all of a sudden, sirens came out of everywhere, and they were checking people's houses because TVs could have blown up or whatever. And it was amazing, the deep boom, and it was like earth-shattering. We didn't have any glass break, but I'll tell you what, you could just smell those transformers smoking away.
Oh, yeah, they cook. And
they aren't cheap to replace either, and they had to replace, I think, three or four of them.
I lost an air conditioning unit that way, and it hit right next to the unit itself, and that was it. It was done. All of a sudden, it was just like off, and I was like, ah, and got the repair guy out there, and he said it's done. So it would have cost more to put all the parts back into it and everything. He had to put there. There's on mine, I have a slide that goes into the outlet where it hits. But they replaced my whole, every house is grounded. They have a pole that goes into the ground. It disperses it. But got that all replaced and everything. But it fried. I lost the unit. I lost the my board. I lost everything. And, you know, insurance doesn't cover that part of the deal as far as, so you're hung. And, you know, TVs relatively inexpensive right now. I mean, you can get anything costs money, it's expensive, but you can get TVs replaced. But yeah, that was that one cost a pretty penny. So
the computer systems that we have would cost a pretty penny since these are custom built and they're very high end.
Anywhere from looking at the prices on computers now today, the ones that I built for you and I are anywhere probably about $2,000 for me to build for somebody else to $2,500 easy, I would think.
And that's the box.
Yeah, and that's you know, they're pretty high end. Ours are, not only are they good for gaming systems, but they're high end workload computers. So you know, it's pretty good to have them, and I have a very good board with Studio Live, PreSonus, you know, AR8C, and I don't want to replace all that. Boy, that gives me nightmares just thinking about it.
That's right. And you know, before the show, we were talking about communicating, and I was showing Michael my GMRS radio, and it's a general radio service radio. And I'll tell you what, this thing, you can listen to a lot of different things that are programmed into this one. But you can also talk on it on a totally different channel, as well as listen to another section. My little hobby, I like to listen to trains sometimes. And so this one, it has the frequency for trains, which in this area is 160.290. And it also has the GMRS channels, which you get 28, plus you get repeater channels, which makes it go a lot farther. These are good for like 1 to 10 miles, depending on how high up you are. And then when you want more power, you can get a 10-watt or a 20-watt or a 50-watt, and you can get a lot farther and better antennas. But for this little thing, communicating in town, any place in the city where I live, people have them. I can talk with them as long as we know what channel we're on. But this is a good one. You can also listen to FM radio on this. It's got a light on it in case you need an emergency light. And the battery life is pretty good. So I recommend it. This is an Ocean, which is W-O-U-X-U-N, K-G-U-V-9-G. I love it. I've got a couple of these. These are specially programmed into all kinds of emergency channels across the country. These are hot numbers. The others that I have are BTEC, and the BTEC GMRS, if I want to set up a web or a net with several people that I know that I can trust with these radios, I could set them up and we could constantly communicate and see what's going on in an emergency. And so that's what I have.
See, I have the portable generator, you know, I have to get the radios, but I have the wind up one. So you never need the batteries. You know what I'm saying? So we have that one. But I want stuff that is, you know, I was an old backpacker, so I have the grill and with the small propane cans you can hook to it. So if you have to get somewhere quick and get out of the way or something's coming, you know, it's nice to know because, like you said, you're showed clear. And then when I sent you the pictures and showed you what we were getting, it's a whole different ball game to what the weather channels are putting out at that time. Storms can roll in from anywhere, especially today with the climate change and everything. You just don't know. And best to be prepared because it can get ugly real quick, and it sure did.
Well, and you're close to the coast, too, and I think you're, what, maybe about 75 miles from the coast?
About, I'm going to say right around 100, 110.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, it might even be 120, I think, but, you know, it's just about a two-hour drive from here to Myrtle Beach, maybe 2 hours and 10 minutes or something like that, and, yeah. and it just depends on traffic and stuff, but... You know, if a hurricane comes rolling through, I always keep my eye on them, especially if they're coming up, you know, not up through Florida, but coming up through, like, the Georgia area, like, right from the Atlantic, you know, going west, northwest, because then we're in a world of trouble. Unless they skip around the coast and hit, you know, North Carolina, the Outer Banks. But if they come in right in through Charleston, anywhere between Charleston and Myrtle Beach, is you're going to have some damage. And that's where Hugo came in. So you got to be careful. I just keep an eye on it like that. And the only other thing we worry about is the derechos coming from the Midwestern states straight down. Because those things, yeah, they go at like 60 miles an hour. But listen, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you talk, and I'll see you in a bit. I'm going to do a test real quick and make sure you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me now? You cannot hear me.
Now I can't.
There you go.
Okay, guys, welcome to Money and Change. And we thought we probably weren't going to be doing a show because of the weather, but it suddenly cleared up and we decided, okay, we're going to go ahead and do one. There's a lot of stuff that's out there that's going on, and you need to be prepared. And be prepared means pay down your debt. Put some money aside, buy some long-term food, whether it's freeze-dried or canned. Make sure that you have your medications. Make sure that you have shelter that's adequate, portable shelter. Make sure you have extra gasoline for your generators if you need it, or extra for your car. Make sure you store it properly. Make sure you have fire extinguishers. A lot of different things out there to have. And some people say, well, we have to bug out. Well, in some cases, they're saying anymore, it's better to bug in than bug out. I just don't like to have bugs, that's all. Anyhow, so much to talk about. And, you know, on Trim Radio Network, we have the Fishing in Florida show with Rascal Stefan. We've got Money and Change, and we've got a whole bunch of other shows. Weekly Music Countdown, the Natural Marketer podcast. Football season's coming up, and Slobberknocker Talk is going to come around, and then you're going to have the Take Point 22 radio show. My World on Wednesdays with Live, Laugh, and Whatever, the Brighter Life show, The Bend, Spiritual Freedom, and Riscala's Red Pill Reality show. And I always tell Rascala, I want the green pill. He still hasn't found that one for me. But anyhow, that's just some of the shows. And if you want to get involved with your own radio show, let us know. You know, just drop us a line. There's a contact us button. You go ahead and click on that. And, hey, we'll get you set up. It's fairly easy. As long as you have a computer and you've got yourself a camera, I'm using a Nexigo, N-E-X-I-G-O system. It's a 4K system. I've used others in the past, and I'm using this one now. I love it. But let us know and tell your friends about our shows. I mean, get the word out there. We have a lot of time and study that we do for our shows. And we get everything set up just about an hour before the show. And then if the show, for some reason, cancels, oh, brother, we might erase our screens and we have to rebuild them on the fly. So Trim Radio Network, listen to us. We cut the bull and serve the truth. And it's trimradio.com. Well, hey, Michael always does his disclaimer. I have to do mine. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Well, that's the disclaimer. Hey, we've got shout outs. And of course, a big shout out to Trim Radio Network for covering the show, carrying the show for, we've been doing the show for over 11 years, probably about 11 and a half years. And I was on one network and then we started the new one. And I've been on that one on Trim Radio Network or trimradio.com. And we have fun. And we don't make any money doing the research for the show and telling you about all the stuff that you should know. If you buy our merchandise, that helps fund the show. I don't get a cent. I don't want a cent. I'm donating my time and my expertise to help people out. That's all I want to do. If I can help one person out a day, that's fantastic. If I can do 2, 3, 4, 5, 100, 5,000, it doesn't make any difference. I'm helping people out. That's what I want to do. Why? Because I'm retired. And now that I'm retired, I don't have to live on Social Security. I'll tell you that right now. You don't live on Social Security. I think you kind of exist or sub-exist on that. I don't have to do that. If I wanted to, I could retire to Florida and not do the show and not help anybody, but I don't want to do that. I also like to bring out the names of people and institutions that help people. And they do different things. So a big shout out to Trim Radio Network. Please tell your friends about us. You know, the only feedback that I haven't gotten from is Iceland.
He did not.
They speak excellent English up there, but I don't speak Icelandic. Sorry, guys. But I do have people in Myanmar, India, South Africa, other countries listen to the show. And sorry, guys, I only speak English. I can read and understand a little German, a little French, a little Italian, maybe a little Spanish, but I can't really speak the language. I have to think about what I'm going to say before I say it, and English is like a no-brainer. Okay? A big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findley.edu. It's located in Findlay, Ohio. And people say, well, why do you talk about the University of Findlay? Well, number one, it's a good school. It's in the top 100 colleges and universities in the United States. It has a very good graduation rate for good employment. They have bachelor degrees, master's degrees, doctoral degrees, extra studies. It's fantastic. It's an NCAA Division II athletic school, and they have very good basketball, very good football, and I think wrestling. They had national champions in wrestling. They had national champs in basketball. And back when they were NAIA Division I, they were national champs 4 years in a row in football. It's got a good sports heritage there. So you want to check them out at www.findlay.edu. Great professors, great facilities, great administration. I mean, it's great. It's a nice place. I wouldn't recommend it if I didn't go there. Another place I'd recommend is Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio. That's Xavier University. Fantastic school. Fantastic school, great facilities. And if you like basketball, they are NCAA Division I. And boy, they are nationally known for basketball, I'll tell you. Great school, great academic school. Matter of fact, they have a school of nursing, business. The business school is well known. And it's a good school too. Well, a big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Excellent work. Creates beautiful pens and blanks. You can check them out at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks on Facebook. And it's R-U-S-T-Y, then D-U-K apostrophe S, Custom Pens and Blanks. Blanks are the center part of the pen. And both Michael and I have his pens. He does a fantastic job with it. Everything comes out perfect. He has a great Second Amendment pen. It's beautiful. Actually, a couple different styles. He's done pens for nurses and doctors and universities and all kinds of stuff. He's fantastic at what he does, and that's Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Matter of fact, I was just talking with him today, and somebody was recommending, I think it was a chiropractic doctor out in California. I think it's Ace Thayer. Anyhow, he had a bone-conducting headset. And he was showing it's waterproof and yada, yada, and it said it was pretty good. Well, anyhow, I contacted Phil just about a half an hour before the show. And I said, do you know anything about these? And he said, yes. He said he has a set. It's called Shox, S-H-O-K-Z, I believe. And he told me, he says, he puts his on in the morning, he takes them off at night and charges the things. And they're good for about 2 days of wear. And I said, gee, do you like it? He said, oh yeah, he loves it. And so his wife even has one. And Jan's particular, I heard she likes red. You can get them in different colors. She likes hers. And I said, okay. I said, I'm going to consider getting a set because that way I don't have to use, yawn time. I don't have to use a boom mic or anything, and I can just put it on my head and be about the house and somebody calls. I don't have my cell phone with me, but it's hooked into Bluetooth in the house, so I could do that. So I'm considering one of those. But thanks to Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Excellent job. Okay, Money and Change every Sunday night. Guess what? We are on Sundays at 7 p.m., barring any storms or lightning or things like that. Then also Wednesday, My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever, or Live, Laugh, and Whatever. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And this last Wednesday, I had a meeting I had to be at, so we had to do a replay. I hate to do encore editions. I like to be live. But this was an important thing, and I might talk about it this coming Wednesday. I won't do it tonight. A big shout out to Brad and Krista at the Big Family Homestead and the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Love those guys. But both families. I love them to death. Great people. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. Dave gave us some really good information on what's going on in the world as far as how the economics is going. And then we talk about Ed Carswell, Southern Prepper One, and he's down in West Virginia. He probably got the same storm that went through South Carolina. And so you have to watch out for those guys. Hey, there's a lot of stuff that was going on. I put some stuff up today on Money and Change / Financially Prepped on the Facebook page. And you need to check that. You really do. Probably 3 days a week, 4 days a week, because I put up new videos. And it's not me. It's some of the contacts and people that I know. Patara was talking about 5 canned foods to get now. And she was talking about canned peaches. And I thought, okay, canned peaches. Why? Well, she said the Georgia peach crop has not done well at all. And so next year, the price is going to be up on peaches. So she said, get canned peaches as much as you can if you like peaches. Well, today, after having an early dinner with friends, I decided, okay, I think I'll just go to Aldi's. And Patara goes there too. And she lives in Tennessee. And she was saying, you know, you want to get the canned fruits. And so I did. I went and got 4 cans of peaches. I got pineapple rings, a few cans of that, and some other things. And also the corn crop is not good. So she recommended getting cans of corn. Well, I like cream corn, and so that's what I got. And I'm building up the cream corn supply because I can eat that. The regular corn I have a problem with sometimes. But anyhow, Artie Parker just sent me a text. And remember we were talking about the headsets, the Bone deals. He loves his Shox, Shokz, OpenCom 2 headset. And I asked him, you know, about this. And what does Artie do for a living? He sells equipment for people with handicaps, like, you know, the carts and all kinds of stuff. And he keeps dinging me. But anyhow, he says he's at his shop right now where he is almost 7 days a week. And he said it cost $219 and it took 2 days to get here. So I'm going to give him a couple of thumbs up. And Artie Parker's Mobility Shop. And he's located in a place called Pequa, Ohio. And Artie is a character. I love the guy to death. And I think my sister taught him in school way back when. Well, anyhow, thanks to Artie. Well, anyhow, back to the 5 canned foods to get now. They were talking about different things. And, yeah, the peaches and pineapple and so forth. Start stocking up on things. Because if you don't, and these things get rare, you have a problem. Another video that went up on CBDCs, the blockchain will track everything you buy. That video was there. You want to check it out. Also, there was another video that was there. I believe Eric up in Michigan had his. And it's, you're prepping the wrong way. And he said, prepare now, the correct way to survive, and time is short. And he's correct. And he's usually good about things. Also, you know, we talk about Dave Kobler, Boots on the Ground. There's one that was posted on July 30th about gas prices going up. Oh, yeah, they went up. I went to get gas tonight, and luckily it was $3.25 a gallon. So I waited till the line went down, and I went ahead and filled up. I never let my gas in the car go down less than a quarter of a tank. Three-fourths full, I'm happy, but I don't let it go anywhere below that. But you can check us out at Money and Change Financially Prep. Check us out. And Artie, you're a good guy, but boy, he likes to chat. But I can't chat tonight, Artie. So, and maybe later. Oh, he's a character. He is. Good guy, though. Good guy. Sells very good mobility equipment. Trust me, Parker's Mobility. Check him out. I mean, he goes into Indiana, parts of Ohio. I mean, good guy. So check him out. Well, hey, what's going on? We've got all kinds of stuff going on. There was an article I wanted to do earlier about cash-strapped consumers cut back on toilet paper and toothpaste. The article came out, and we'll just call it Biden Economics. It said cash-strapped consumers are cutting back on personal hygiene products, according to Bloomberg. It's Bloomberg.com. It's yet another sign after 2 years of negative real wage growth, depleted personal savings, and record amount of credit card debt. The supposedly strong consumer under Biden Economics is continuing to crack under the heavy weight of a once-in-a-generation inflation storm. Gee, why do we have inflation? It's because the government spends money they don't have, and we get stuck with the bill. That's what causes inflation. And then they print more money, and then what's printed isn't worth anything. There are a lot of stupid people in government. I'm telling you that right now. The U.S. national debt clock right now, I looked at it just prior to the show, and I mean like about 5 minutes prior. And the U.S. national debt is at $32,684,517,000, almost $518 million. And the national debt per citizen is $97,509. And the debt per taxpayer, I don't know about you and me. Wait a minute. That's us. Taxpayers. $253,686. All because the government likes to overspend. Now, the revenue that's coming in, according to the USDebtClock.org, is $4,728,045,000, almost $46 million, which is $14,172 per citizen. That's money coming in, and they're spending it like it's going out of style. Some references around here would be something through a goose, if you know what I mean. I can't say it on the radio, but you know what I mean. Michael might let me say diarrhea through a goose, if you know what I mean. And here we have all these different taxes. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, how many taxes are we subject to? And I said, I saw one time where it said 98 taxes. And, you know, you have a death tax, you have a gasoline tax, you have property tax, you have other types of tax and tax and tax and tax. Above that, sales tax, personal property tax, and the list goes on and on and on, and it varies per state. So what happens? They get that money in, and the feds get it. And do we see a lot of results from it? I don't think so. Check out the USDebtClock.org if you get a chance. Wow. People say, well, how do you hedge on things, and how do you cut back? I've always said, pay down your debt. put some money aside, buy some long-term food, your medications, all kinds of stuff. I've said that for years and years and years. Well, guess what? I don't have any debt because I've paid off my house. I've paid off my car. I don't owe anything on them. Now, if I go to Amazon and I decide to get a set of those shocks, yeah, I'll put it on the card and then pay it off. But my cards are paid off. Oh, my card, my only card. I had another one, but they were charging me 29% interest if you're late. And I think I said something in Italian to what they could do. And I have limited Italian. And if I said anything in Italian in a bar, they would probably throw me out in the street and beat me up into a pulp. So I just told that bank, I don't need you. I'm cutting up your card forever. I'm not paying 29% interest. And I'm never late. And I'm not going to pay you 29% interest. Forget that. And they're one of the big banks, big banks. And yeah, they have some problems. I'll put it that way. But if you have any money left over and you want to invest, you can put it in precious metals, which would be gold and silver. Okay, right now, APMEX, and that's just one of many sites. But APMEX is $1,956.40 an ounce. It went up $2.10. Silver is at $23.89. It dropped a penny. And platinum is at $942.10. It went up $1.60. Well, here's the deal with silver. Silver's running scarce right now. So when you go to get silver from any one of the suppliers, you're going to pay an additional fee for that. So you could pay as much as $38 an ounce. Think of it. They're selling at $23.89, but you're having to pay $38. Come on. That's not good. So if you bought silver a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years, fine. The value went up. And as inflation hits, the value is going to go even higher. So you can check them out, APMEX, Kitco, silver.com. There's a whole bunch of them. Just do not buy any certificates. Certificates are just a piece of paper. And if everything crashes and you go to get your certificate cashed in for real gold and real silver, guess what happens? They say, sorry, we're closed. And you're just left with a piece of paper. Not very good business, guys. Well, hey, there was an article, Shift Gold. I have to preface this. They like to sell gold. Okay. But they were saying today, central bank gold demand in first half of 2023 was the highest on record. And they said, despite significant selling by Turkey that slowed net central bank gold buying in the second quarter, central banks have added a record amount of gold to their reserves through the first half of 2023. And they were saying gold was sold into Turkey's domestic market to satisfy very strong bar, coin, and jewelry demand following a temporary partial ban on gold bullion imports. Russia, Cambodia, and Germany reported slight declines in their gold reserves in the second quarter. And the People's Bank of China, PBC, was the biggest gold buyer in H1. And there's always been speculation in China that China holds far more gold than it officially reveals. Poland also added a significant amount of gold to its reserves. Now, lately, I'm hearing that the Grand Canyon which is under federal control, is also one of the biggest gold reserves in the world. That's why you can't mine gold there. They know it's, people know it's there, but it's hands off. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But if you can get some gold, 1/10 ounce coin, they're running about $250. That's good. And silver, 1 ounce rounds, get those. Make sure that they're 99.95% pure. That's the kicker there. But they, the central banks, do this to hedge against calamity. Just like I say, prep and buy your food and so forth. You want to prepare for a calamity. So what happens if we get an EMP or we get a coronal mass ejection? I don't want to say that wrong. We'll really get in trouble. But anyhow, you have this problem, and all of a sudden the power goes out. Do you have solar panels and generators? Do you have gasoline generators? You know, how are you going to get your power? A lot of things to consider. I hate being the harbinger of doom. But if I don't tell you guys what could happen and you don't prepare, you have a problem. You know, you take a look at America's import reliance on key minerals. There was a survey that was done by Visual Capitalist, Niccolo Conte, C-O-N-T-E, and Pernia Jamshed, J-A-M-S-H-E-D. And they used data from the U.S. Geopolitical Survey. And they started listing the reliance and like arsenic, China. And fluorspar looks like Mexico. The print is so small, I'm trying to put this together. Gallium is China. Graphite is China. Indium is Korea. Niobium, whatever that is Brazil. Rare earths, China. Titanium, Japan. Chromium, China. Brazil. Tin. I couldn't tell you, it's so small. Cobalt. Looks like that's coming out of Norway. Aluminum. It's coming from an African country, and I can't tell you which one. This print is so small, I can't even blow it up. I mean, even if I did, which is control and then hit my button here, it's still too small for me. Vanadium and nickel from Canada. Magnesium comes from Israel. We're dependent on all those countries. It's a global market. And what happens if the trade routes go bad? The dollar's worth nothing. We can't get those minerals to make things. And that's what's scary. Have you ever had people talk to you about artificial intelligence? A lot of people say, well, artificial intelligence, that's the computers being able to figure out how to do things. Well, they can think, according to some, especially Cliff High, that computers will do what you tell them to do, and they will do it repetitively. And if you give them the data, they can figure things out. And there was an article that came out, Karen Hunt of offguardian.org. And the article came out, said WorldCoin AI requires proof that you are human. So to be able to spend any credits or money, you have to prove that you are human. How do you test the, how do you prove the test that you are human? Whether it's an iris scan, a fingerprint, or whatever, you have to be able to prove that you are human. It gets scary out there. I have a, and Michael has it too, on our computers, we can use artificial intelligence. But I think we're smarter than the computer. Yeah, right. We're smart enough that we can turn that feature off and not use it. Because you don't know whether the AI is absolutely right 100% of the time. And in going to digital coins and things like that, I don't know if that's going to work. Because the computers run it. And people that handle the computers could say, well, you didn't vote the way that we wanted you to, so you don't get any credits for 6 months. Oh, how do I buy food? You don't. How do I get gasoline? You don't. If you haven't been a good person and you've run several red lights, oh, you lose a month's worth of credits. If you don't behave yourself to any certain degree, that's it. You can't spend your money. You can't pay your taxes. You can't buy food. You can't buy gasoline. You can't run your car. Oh, especially electric cars. Some of the new ones just catch fire. There was a ship that was out at sea and they just forgot a few things like, gee, batteries on a car and the batteries are charged up. What happens when salt water hits the battery or salt water mist? You get fires. And so there's a freighter that's out in the Atlantic, I believe, on fire because of electric cars. Here's something to think about. How are energy drinks draining your brain's power? How many of you drink that stuff? Monster drinks and all kinds of stuff. People like that stuff. I know I used to ask college students, what do you drink? I said, Mountain Dew. And I said, why do you drink Mountain Dew? Well, it keeps us awake during class. And I asked, these were students at University of Cincinnati. And I wondered why the vending machines were going through 7 cases of Mountain Dew a day in this one campus because of the caffeine level. And there's another one, ALE8, ALE8. A lot of people call it swamp water. Well, it's got as much, if not more, caffeine in it. But all these energy drinks could be draining your brain power. I mean, you just get sped up, not fed up, but you speed up. And so Michael Standley, S-T-A-N-D-L-E-E, from the Epoch Times, says that one step through the grocery store doors and you're surrounded by lightning bolts and bold lettering screaming, energy! That's what happened when I went to Aldi's. You step in and you start seeing different types of drinks, and then you go into the vegetables and all that. I guess have a drink, get really wound up, and then buy a whole bunch of vegetables. But the main ingredient of energy drinks, which is caffeine, amino acids, and herbal extracts, vowed to deliver superhuman focus and alertness with just a sip. Yet lurking beneath the surface, according to the report, is a hidden risk that may outweigh any apparent benefits. So what if this burst of energy comes with a cost greater than its price tag? You know, in 1949, Dr. Enuf, E-N-U-F, containing a mixture of caffeine, B vitamins, and sugar, became the first carbonated energy drink in the United States. And it wasn't until the introduction of Red Bull in 1987 in Austria and its vigorous marketing campaigns and energy drinks really took off back then. Red Bull is a mixture of caffeine, taurine, B vitamins, and sugar, established that standard energy drink formula. Woo! I can't have anything like that. It just really sets my system off. It says that in addition to adults, teenagers are drawn to these energizing tonics for academic or sports performance. Yeah, it speeds up your heart. You could end up with a heart attack or whatever with this stuff. And it's the caffeine that gives you that boost. I know when I was in college, yeah, I would stay up late night and I'd be cramming for exams the next day, or I had a paper that was due and I was going to be typing my fingers to the bone all night long. And yeah, I would have some type of caffeine and take it from there. So I would do that. And anyhow, I would take the caffeine and I would take that and be able to do what I needed to do. But then the caffeine would get so bad, I couldn't have it anymore. The next day it was difficult. But anyhow, this article came out and was talking about the evolution of energy drinks. And you can check that out on Zero Hedge, or you can go to, you can go to Epic Times if you want. I mean, I get stuff from Epic Times all the time. But you got to watch your intake on all that stuff. And if you don't watch your intake, you have all kinds of problems. And you could have some really good, bad medical situations out there. You know, there's so much that's going on anymore. I mean, it drives me nuts. Some of the stuff that goes on, and you have multiple sources of trying to follow the information to see what's going on. And you take a look at the price of gasoline is going up. The price of food is going up. It's because the dollar is becoming worthless. It's worth a lot less. That's why we have precious metals. And that's, you know, if you don't have the money to do it, stock up on food, canned goods. That's one of the best things, is definitely canned goods. You can get the freeze-dried stuff and spend a lot of money doing that. I have freeze-dried stuff, but I've over the past 10 years, that's what I bought. And it's just one of those things. Oh, hey, here's one. I just pulled it up. Major shipper Maersk, M-A-E-R-S-K, warns of prolonged and deeper downturn in global trade. And Maersk now sees global container volume growth in the range of minus 4% to minus 1% compared to minus 2.5 and 0.5 previously. What's that telling us? Dark clouds on the horizon from both U.S. and Europe are going to be in trouble. The Danish Shipping and Logistics Group releasing yet another warning on Friday, and this time it is feared a contraction in the global trade. That's not good. But it's out there. We're in for a world of hurt. If you're not preparing and you're not getting your canned goods and getting baking goods, pasta, spaghetti sauce are the ingredients to do that, and you're not stocking up on that, you're in trouble. And you just have to start doing it. If you haven't done it now, you go out and this week you buy 5 extra cans of soup, vegetables, whatever. Next week, the same thing, the week after that. And you do this from now on, you'll have something, because federal government is not going to help you. The states aren't going to help you. And the churches and other social agencies will help you to a point. And then when it runs out, it runs out. There's an article that just came out. World food prices jumped most in 18 months. And some of it's the El Nino weather phenomenon that's battering the agricultural countries and Russia's exit from crucial UN-backed agricultural deals. And the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United States, FAO, reported Friday that the Global Food Index, which tracks monthly changes in the international prices of globally traded food commodities, averaged 123.9 in July, up 1.3% from the previous month. Prices are going up, and we've warned about that on this show. We have warned about that, and it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Do you have a garden? I have a small one. I've got gigantic zucchinis. Looks like I'm going to be eating a lot of zucchini the next few months. Cucumbers, things like that. My tomatoes aren't doing anything, but the zucchinis are loving it. I had a 4-pound, 16-inch long zucchini. I gave that to a friend of mine. His mother's a vegetarian. I said, give this to your mom and have her enjoy the zucchini, whatever she can do with it. I like to bread it and fry it. I know it's bad for me, but hey, it's good stuff. But that's what you need to do, is you need to actually spend your time preparing, because it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. And I believe Michael knows that it's going to get worse.
Oh, it's going to get worse. It is.
I heard you come in, and I figured, okay, we're going to segue to Michael, because we're almost done with the show here, you know.
Well, I have to move the 75-pound, you know, Staffordshire pit bull, and then I have a 20-something-pound cat that I have to fight the chair for. So, you know.
Have a fat cat?
I got a fat cat and a muscular dog. And here's the thing. People don't think about that, too. When you're preparing, don't forget about your pets. Don't forget. What are you going to do with those pets? What's going to happen? You know, do you have a game plan that you can get those pets somewhere safe? I mean, you can't just throw them out in the yard and leave them, folks. You can't do that. That's the cruelest thing you could do. And so you got to have a game plan.
Our game plan for our cats, even though we're down to 2 cats now, we have 8 bags of cat food. And we've been saying that when it gets down to 7 bags, we buy an extra bag. And we've been doing that. And it's specialty cat food. It's not cheap. And we have been doing that. And the cats are doing well on it. And we should have at least 6 to 8 months of cat food available. And that takes care of them. But you have to take care of your pets. Pets are family. And I've said this for many years. And I always say that the R is a capital A, capital R, capital E. They are family. And you have to take care of them, because you have the responsibility to have those pets. Well, Michael, with all of that, I'll tell you what. We'll talk to everybody on Wednesday this week, providing we don't have any storms, floods, blizzards.
Stu's banned from asking if there's going to be a show until 15 minutes before the show, because every time he does that, we get storms. So we're going to set up and just assume And if there's storms, then I'll just message them ahead of time. And that's it.
And we'll post it on Facebook, too. Hey, with that, guys, have a good week. And we'll see you on Wednesday on My World. And then again next Sunday on Money and Change. Have a good week.
All right, Stu. We'll see you later. All right, folks, and we are out of here with that. And I want to always thank you for tuning in to, you know, Money and Change in My World and Take Point 22 and everything else. We are very grateful to have you tune in to us. So with that, you have a wonderful, safe week, and go from there. Anyway, God bless, folks. You take care, and we'll talk to you later.